Good day, I'm talking to John, who's a stay-at-home dad to two boys, aged 3 and 1 year old. Thank you very much, John, for agreeing to speak to me.
My pleasure.
First, would you mind telling our listeners how it all started? When did you decide that you wanted to become the primary caregiver of your children?
I think it's just one of those things where it suddenly seemed like the right thing to do. All things came together. I mean, in the stage of my life I was at, I was about to turn 30, and I wasn't really very happy in my job. And I was also trying for council, Durham County Council. And so we were thinking about things, and I'm a professional writer. And so we thought, with myself and my wife, well, you know, there's, I don't need to be anywhere in particular to do my job. You know, I want to move myself towards politics in my career.
Okay.
And obviously my wife's a teacher, so she can't really, you know, be quite as flexible as I can. But then if I was around and she was around during the holidays, we could spend a lot more time together as a family. So it suddenly, all the parts came together, and it seemed like it would be the most sensible and best option for our family if I was the one who was going to take a lead on parenting.
Okay, so it basically just made sense at the time.
At the time, I wanted to move towards focusing on local government as my career and get back to writing for myself. At the same time, I wanted to be a really hands-on dad, and all these things came together at the same time. And I've had this fabulous opportunity to pursue all those things.
Okay, so when you made that decision, were you excited about it or a bit scared?
A bit daunted. I mean, like most people, anyone in a situation where they're going from having a full-time job to doing something a bit more flexible, I guess you're always going to be anxious at the money, especially when you've got a baby on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, as a first-time parent, you're going to be daunted by the challenge anyway, because you've got absolutely no idea what you're doing. Then you bring no preconceptions to it, do you?
I think, to be fair, even when you're having the second one, you still don't know really what you're doing.
I guess so. No, I mean, people said to me a lot when the second one came along, oh, it's easy with the second one. And obviously I think, you know, you're crazy. Yeah, it's 100% more child. But, I mean, obviously I came with the second one. It's like, oh, you've been here before. It's like, oh, it's fine. It doesn't matter. A bit more laid back with the second one.
Okay. So what was something that surprised you about being a stay-at-home dad?
I think possibly, as much as I hasten to add, I love it. And it's been a fantastic thing, you know, for so many reasons. I think people might not necessarily consider the isolation. It can be quite lonely when someone goes out the door,
mm-hmm.
partner goes out the door at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you see that it's raining heavily, and you think, well, that's the last conversation I'm going to have for about 10 hours.
Yes, definitely. And then you're going to start making some interesting noises, Google Gaga all day.
Well, exactly. Actually, the same thing as well, to a certain degree, about being a freelance writer, being at home with the kids, and being self-employed, and being a counsellor. There's never a day off, you know. If you're feeling under the weather, if you're feeling a bit down, you can't just like, oh well, you know, I'll have the afternoon off, or even, you know, just go and have a sit down, a cup of tea for 10 minutes, because it's quite full on. And I was quite blind when I started. It's like, it's fine, you know, I'm a writer, so I can just look after the kids during the day, and I can write during the evening. And then, you know, having put in a 12-15 hour shift of childcare,
yeah,
you don't always necessarily feel like
no, exactly, you deserve a bit
like
of me time
starting
as well.
Your day job.
Because of what you said, did you ever regret making that decision of becoming a stay-at-home dad?
Oh, no, not at all. It's been, you know, a brilliant thing to do. And like I say, I had my ambitions. I had, when I was turning 30, I wanted to get back into writing. I wanted to be a really hands-on dad, and I wanted to be a counsellor. And, you know, by doing this decision, I've been able to do all those things. But, I mean, what I've really learned as well, actually, is that, you know, the thing I think about a lot is we don't put enough value, even if we claim to, on the role that parents at home do. Because it's one of those things that you can be a little bit invisible if you're not careful. Because as a counsellor, you know, what brings me into contact with more full-time parents is probably being a counsellor than actually being a full-time dad myself, as much as I go to play groups and soft play and all those things with the kids during the day.
Mm-hmm.
As a counsellor, you meet all sorts of community groups that you wouldn't necessarily meet ordinarily, even as much as, you know, I obviously, because I wouldn't be a counsellor, I started off doing a lot for my local community before then, but... And you realise when you're a counsellor that to a certain degree our society is run by stay-at-home parents. You know, they're the people who, in particular stay-at-home mums, who run our community groups. You know, they volunteer in schools, they volunteer to pick up litter in the community, they run all sorts of events throughout our communities. We probably couldn't manage without stay-at-home parents. It's just something we never give any thought to, and it's probably something I didn't give any thought to until I was one.
No, it's true. And you were talked about the fact that you went to playgroups. Obviously, you're a man, and I know there's a lot of preconceived ideas about fathers staying at home, and because sadly, society expects mothers to stay at home, full stop. So how does it affect your relationship with the other mums that you meet at baby groups? Do you feel that maybe they don't take you as seriously?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, I think what I really noticed an interesting thing is what might be the only gender difference I see is often when I go to toddler groups and play groups, I am the only man there. Mm-hmm. But if you go to, if you take the boys swimming, or if I take them to a soft play, mm-hmm. or something like that, that's when you see a lot more dads there. So
is
I don't
it,
know if
is it less scary?
About whether men are daunted about going into rooms full of women. Certainly, if anything,
yeah.
it's never been any sort of
any problem.
Issue. No, it never has.
And what about your male friends? What do they think of you deciding to be full time at home with your children?
I think a lot of them, in a certain way, have been. You don't say jealous because that sounds a bit. I don't know.
Well, why not? I think they probably are, because it is hard, I guess, in the society now, because you expect mother to stay at home, then they have so much time with their children, and then the dad basically just see them a couple hours a day. So that's really minimal.
Well, I think we're moving a little bit away from that. I think that's what I was probably trying to grasp towards with the last question as well. I don't actually necessarily see myself as a stay-at-home dad. I just see myself as a dad who has a particular model of being a dad, and lots of other people have lots of different ways of doing things. Like my best friend, and the father of my godson, his employers have allowed him to work very long hours Monday to Thursday so he can be at home on Fridays with my godson, his son. We're moving slightly more towards flexible working, where fathers and indeed mothers can spend more time at home with their children. And we talk about being the only dad there. It's not necessarily the case, because mm-hmm. Lots of dads, they work shifts, for example, and a lot of dads, and my old mother's at nursery now, lots of the dads work shifts in factories, and they use the school gates, so they're there to pick the kids up. That's not because they're stay-at-home dads. It's just because that's the way that their lives and their partner's lives can fit around the ability to their children. I've also been in journalists. I've interviewed other people who are stay-at-home dads, and whether or not they think they're stay-at-home dads.
Yeah.
So I spoke to one guy who calls himself a stay-at-home dad, but he has one day at home a week with his daughter. Is he a stay-at-home dad? Dads out there doing different things.
Yes. They're much more involved than it used to be. Yeah, definitely. A few years ago. And I guess society led them as well.
It's also great as a society as well that we've come so far. I mean, what we forget is it was only the first Tony Blair government that brought in paternity leave as a thing. I mean, until either the late 90s or the early 2000s, there was no such thing as paternity leave. And in fact, when I was born very prematurely. And also that made my mum very ill as well. So both, I was on life support. My mum was very ill the day I was born.
Oh,
my dad's job gave him the day off because we were both sick. Like one day off. With a wife ill in hospital and a newborn baby on life support, he was back at work 2 days later.
Yeah, exactly. This seems ridiculous thinking about it now, doesn't it?
In 33 years, for example, that's how far we've come as a society, that we now take the needs of parents more seriously.
And I think it's really refreshing. I think it's really good. I've got another question for you now. What is the biggest thing you learned about yourself through those years?
I think in terms of what I've learned, I think patience. I'm not necessarily the most patient of people. And I'm still not. But I think once you spend that amount of your life, when you're entirely dependent on their moods and their completely erratic behaviour, I think you have to learn a certain degree of patience that I didn't necessarily have before, and I think this is an asset in all parts of my life that I'm very lucky to have benefited from.
And finally, a last one, and I can let you enjoy Father's Day. What would you say to the dads out there who are jealous, because I'm pretty sure there's plenty of your special time with your little ones and would like to make the step of becoming a stay-at-home dad?
I would say it's possible. We work in an increasingly flexible working environment, and there's always a way to make it work. I mean, even just in terms of when I'm, because we all get anxious about money. When I think about, why did I give up a perfectly well-paid job to be more flexible, spend more time with the children, is that if you actually deduct the cost of full-time childcare for two children from, where my wages were compared to where they are now, it's like, I'm basically, I'm to the same level of money coming in. It's just a lot less money that's going out than it would be. So there's so many things you get out of it. I think it's been really good for me in terms of, my own. It's allowed me to pursue the things I wanted to. And at the same time, I've had this magical experience being with my boys, in a way that I wouldn't otherwise have been able to, and having so much fun. I mean, it's very few careers when you can think to yourself, like, do you know what we'll do today? Let's go swimming. It's a lovely day. Let's go and have an ice cream.
Yeah, you can't do that at work, can you?
not without people raising their eyebrows.